John Sereau joins us. It's great to have him back. He's president of North Atlantic Mortgage Corp. John, welcome.
Thank you, Kathleen. Good to be back.
Well, so, gosh, where should we start? I guess with the housing starts, because once again we see that multifamily construction is looking decent, and it's single-family construction where we see things still looking very weak, building permits down. It doesn't look like housing is making much progress.
No, it doesn't, and it won't. It won't for a while until we solve this unemployment problem.
Well, and that's like, could it perhaps take a while? We just had Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics on, and he's revised his second half GDP forecast in 2012 a bit lower. And I believe he said he now sees unemployment at around 8.6 at the end of 2012. He had been looking for 8. Now, 8 wasn't great, and 8.6 is even less good.
Right. I agree. And as you know, I mean, if you don't have a healthy if you don't have a healthy employment market, we're not going to have a healthy housing market. If there's no jobs, then people aren't making money. If they're not making money, they're not buying houses. Add that to the, you know, to the high inventory of houses that are out there, and this is what we have right now. So it is very concerning, and it would be nice to be able to see you know, some light at the end of the tunnel. But I don't know that we're there yet.
So mortgage rates have come down a lot, it seems, but there's a lot of reasons why a lower mortgage rate, number one, doesn't help some people to buy a home, maybe even to refinance, and a lot of reasons why it just doesn't have the same kind of traction that would have had in housing markets of the past.
Well, that's true. First of all, you have many people have already refinanced. Secondly, we did have these rates a while back. And so we've really revisited the lows that we had. It's not that mortgage rates went lower than where we were. They just basically revisited those lows. You know, 30-year fixed rates right now around 4% without paying any points, and probably, you know, 3.875% if you pay about a point on a national scale. And it doesn't really have the effect that it should. Also, you have the concerns of the fact that underwriting is quite different today than what it has been in the past. And I would like to be able to say that underwriting has loosened up a bit, but in a lot of cases it has not, particularly due to the Fannie Mae underwriting guidelines. I think that those guidelines have become, not that they've become more strict, but I think the interpretation of some of these guidelines have become skewed a bit, and make it more difficult for those people who should have no problem getting financing, yet that's not the case.
So explain that a little more, and I also want you to comment, if you could, on a story that we have out today, just came out around 1 o'clock. Fannie and Freddie would survive a new form under Obama plan. That's on the terminal. It's on Bloomberg.com. It's by my news colleague Lorraine Wellert, saying that the Obama administration is working on a proposal to maintain a large government role in mortgage finance, effectively preserving most of the functions of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's just a person with direct knowledge of the effort, and they want to continue to guarantee most home loans, apparently. What do you think of that?
Well, I think you're not going to get the government out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for quite some time. I think that's a given, and so with that being the case, we have to accept that. But at the same time, I don't think we have to accept the fact of how big a role they play. And I've said it in the past on your show that I believe that the banks themselves, the large players, you know, the big banks that sell all their loans to Fannie Mae, really need to step up and buy into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And therefore, by doing so, they solve quite a few problems. They solve a risk retention problem, and they solve the problem of the government having to have such a large guarantee. It's not to say that the government can't keep guaranteeing some of these loans, but their exposure would be less, and the banks' exposures would be greater. And let's face it, the banks, if you look at it, with the exception of the crisis back in 08, the banks are profitable. They know how to make money. And the government does not know how to make money. So if you have the big banks take that over, the chances are you're not going to have the bad loan situation that you had in the past.
Okay, we're going to continue our conversation with John Sereau. He's president of North Atlantic Mortgage Corp. We want to talk to him more about where he sees mortgage rates heading. We want to talk to him about the problem with appraisals. That's coming up next on the Hays Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. My guest is John Serow. He's president of North Atlantic Mortgage Corp. And there's so much to talk to you about, John. You said we're not going to solve the housing problem till we solve the unemployment problem. But it seems like another part of this, as you point out, is the banking problem. It all seems to tie together.
It does. It absolutely does. And you were asking about appraisals. And appraisals play another big part in this. And ever since the what we call the HVCC law went into effect in 2008, which stands for the Home Valuation Code of Conduct among appraisers, the appraisal situation has become a great deal worse, and simply because of the fact that as opposed to having a local appraisal firm appraise a home that knows the area that the home is in, the loans that are sold to Fannie Mae, appraisals must be ordered through a central management firm, which is not in the area where the home is located, and the appraisers are not familiar with the neighborhood, and the appraisals typically come in a great deal lower. That's problematic, and that's why you see a lot of appraisals coming in low today. That's a law that really needs to be reversed. Thank you, Governor Cuomo. He enacted that when he was Attorney General, and never seen an Attorney General propose national legislation before, but he did. He threatened Fannie Mae. He said to Fannie Mae he would sue them if they didn't agree to this, and Fannie Mae caved, and this is what we have now, and this is a problem for appraisals.
Well, because it seems that the complaint, and there's more and more stories about this, is that appraisals aren't as independent as they once were. They're much more beholden to the banks now. Banks' interest is to see a low appraisal, not a high one.
Correct. That's right. And even if you wanted to challenge that appraisal, challenging the appraisal is a challenge, because good luck in being able to speak to the appraiser as well.
Indeed. So what are you advising clients as they walk through the door? What kind of mortgage products are you pushing them toward?
Well, I mean, typically most people really want the 30-year fixed, and with rates where they are right now, I mean, I think that's a smart move. Unless you know for a fact that you're going to be in the house for a very short term, or you absolutely need to keep your payment low and do interest only, there are a few interest-only products still available. But 30-year fixed rates, I mean, these rates are incredibly low. And particularly over the past few weeks, you know, bonds are at historical levels, moved the mortgage rates back down again. And, I mean, look at the yield on the 10-year Treasury. It fell to 2.04% last Tuesday.
Yeah.
That was the lowest ever. However, you know, last week's 30-year bond auction showed that foreign investors shied away from our long-term debt. And if that trend continues, rates will gradually move higher over time. And so I'm currently recommending clients to lock into rates here. Even if rates were to move lower, really think about it, how much lower will they move? We have a great deal more exposure on the upside for rates than we do on the downside.
Well, there's another, I want to run through, if we have time, a couple of policy issues that I know you have very strong feelings about. And one of them is the mortgage deduction. Now, I can understand, as the head of a mortgage company, you don't want to do anything to disrupt housing. Other people say, why are we subsidizing the purchase of more expensive homes, right? I mean, it's one thing if you give a deduction for some more moderate level, but why should someone who's buying, you know, a more expensive home get that help? Couldn't any part of this be phased out?
Well, you know, I'm not totally against eliminating the mortgage deduction or modifying it in some way. I just don't think this is the time to do it. I don't think this is the time to do anything that's going to, you know, fan the flames of disaster in the real estate market. And it seems to me that everything that our government has done has been bad for the real estate market and the lending markets, and has not helped. They have tremendous unintended consequences with the types of regulation and changes to the tax law, such as the mortgage tax deduction. Right now is a time when they should be doing everything they can to help these markets recover, not hurt them.
And what could or should they be doing right now to help the market recover? If there's so much inventory, I mean, should the government be, there's been all kinds of proposals, maybe take some foreclosed homes, turn them into rental properties, do something like that was done in the 80s down in Texas and other parts of the country, just bulldoze the houses. What can the government do?
There are two things. First, they got to get out of the way. The government's got to get out of the way and stop this overregulation because the banks don't want to lend. The banks are spending more money on compliance attorneys. I'm spending more money on compliance attorneys just to be able to be compliant with the new regulations. It is a burdensome situation with the regulation. The other thing they need to do, I'm going to reference back to what I said on your show many times. You and I have discussed it. If the government really wanted to help the housing market, they could have done so many times very easily by offering home buyers and homeowners a tax break should their homes continue to fall in value. They could put caps on it over a certain period of time. And the reason why I say this is a solution is because the problem we have right now with housing is a problem of confidence. It's always been a problem of confidence ever since this crisis happened. Nobody wants to buy a house that's going to continue to drop in price. So your buyers are sitting on the sidelines saying, well, I'm not going to buy now. They're talking about a double dip in the real estate market. I'll wait. And that's not good. But if the government were to come out and say, look, don't worry about it. If the house drops in value by up to 10%, we'll allow you to write off X percent each year over a period of 5 years. Don't you think people would get off the fence and buy?
Well, it sounds like a creative and interesting solution, because if the mere pledge of the government to do that put a floor under housing prices, it would buy a solution at zero cost.
That's correct.
Because they wouldn't have to pay it off, right?
Well, exactly, because there would be no tax write-off. Because once that was announced that the government intended to do this, people would be out there buying. Housing would start to recover. So where's the write-off? The write-off wouldn't even exist. It wouldn't happen because the market would automatically recover. It's a simple solution, but they'll never do anything like that. But that's why I've been saying this for I don't even know how long, maybe since 2008 or 2009. I don't remember. But I think it's a good solution. It would have been a better solution than all the TARP money and the stimulus money that was given out there to the banks that was never used to be lent out to the consumer in the first place.
Quickly, John, how is business lately?
You know what? There's a lot of activity. There's a lot of activity because rates are low, so those who missed the boat in refinancing last time are coming back to refinance. Those who are looking for a deal on a house, who think that we've hit the bottom, they're out there buying. The challenge is really underwriting and appraisals, and until we get that resolved, I think, you know, it's still going to be slow going.
Thanks so much to John Sereau, who is president of North Atlantic